Hi, how are you, honey? Hello!
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed.
Toucher and Rich.
You can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's Toucher and Rich's.
Toucher and Rich, who are a bunch of sports yahoos.
The best moments of 2018.
Cherish the memories.
Yahoos.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And as we finish up the year here at 98.5, the Sports Hub, we will be back on January 2nd. Flush with cash. We could look back at a man that everyone has grown to truly love. I don't know one person that doesn't love this individual, which is very rare.
It is. He truly puts me in the Christmas spirit, and this is something that we just did. We did the once. We never replayed it, so we thought we would wait to the day before we leave to give the people a Christmas gift. It's our encore presentation in its entirety, a very Jamelli recliner Christmas.
Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, la,
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. So what do we know about Mark Jamelli? He is Nick Jamelli, who works on the show's dad. He has three recliners in his one-bedroom apartment in North End.
He has had one hell of a year. His son almost died, and he had to watch him for two straight months as he laid in bed. We went and talked to him for the first time and wanted to just find out what it was like living with Nick for 2 months, and he said he was exhausted and that there wasn't enough Crown Royal in the world. That's when we learned that he falls asleep on his recliner. He sleeps in a recliner, and the more we got to know him, the more we came to love him. He called in one time specifically for us to plug St. Anthony's Feast in the North End because he had made 1,000 meatballs to hand out. All the meatballs were gone within no time at all.
And don't let it be lost that he had said it's a dream of his to have a fourth recliner.
He lives in it. He eats in it. We've learned he eats in it. He sleeps in it. I mean, the amount of hours he puts on this thing is it's unbelievable.
When he gets nervous during sporting events, he goes from recliner to recliner.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
He has a radio right next to one of his recliners. And he listens to the show from tip to tail.
That is true. So we thought this guy had been through a lot this year, and he's given so many people so much joy that we said, you know what? We are going to give you a recliner Christmas. And thanks to the good people of Bernie and Phil's, they hooked up with us and said, you know what? We like, we love Mark. We would love for him to be our spokesman. So we had a limo pick him up yesterday in the North End, right around what, 11 o'clock there, Nick? 11 o'clock, you went down to go see your dad. And this thing is, though, is that the road he lives on is like so tiny. I don't think they can fit the actual limo on his street.
I could still show up, Nicholas.
So here is, let's start our adventure, shall we? This is inside of the lobby of Mark Jamelli's apartment building. There's Nick, there's Mark, and there is a couple of Mark's buddies waiting to see the limo.
So Mark had friends come out not to ride in the limo, but to look at it?
Yeah, yeah. He wanted his friends to see the limo.
Ah, look at the spaceship.
The whole town. What is this, Everett? How you make a car so big?
Oh, look, everybody. I'm a hot shot.
How excited are you right now?
Very excited. Christmas is coming early today.
You have your friends. They're looking for the limousine right
Everybody's
now.
Everybody's looking for the limo right now. I thought it was the garbage truck you were taking me in.
Tell me what you decided to wear on your big day, on recliner Christmas.
On recliner Christmas, I'm wearing my favorite turtleneck, my red Christmas sweater, my Manhattan mix, my Manhattan.
Wait, was he wearing the mix? He's taped it to the sweater?
He's got it with him.
Okay.
He has the mix with him.
So he's got it in like a thermos?
He'll continue to explain.
I don't mean to interrupt anything.
No, he'll continue to explain.
Good socks, Simon. I had a ball from Anthony.
Anthony.
By the way, he borrowed some socks from his friend Anthony.
Yeah, he took them off right here. We call him Anthony Footwear. McGillicuddy.
Can I borrow your good socks? It's a big day for Mark.
There's a big limousine outside. I need nice socks.
People who live in the North End are listening, go, oh, yeah, I know Anthony.
Anthony sits in a chair 9 hours a day.
Could be 800 people in the North End.
Anthony's very rare.
Favorite turtleneck?
That's Mark, M-A-H-K.
My red Christmas sweater, my Manhattan mix, my Manhattan. Good socks, I had a ball from Anthony.
Anthony, you're one of my dad's friends, correct?
That's up in the air. But yeah, I am. I'll give you that for now.
Okay, great. Did you want to see the limo? The limo's down the street, but you wanted to see the limo.
Bring it into the lot.
I tried
to,
but
this man up, though. He's got his drink in his hand.
Have you sat on one of his recliners? He has three of them.
I have my own two recliners.
You have two recliners.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't worry about me so much.
It's like Recliner Johnson's being compared here. Everyone in the building. That's the ultimate recliner.
What, do you think you're better than me? You think you're better than me? I got two recliners of my own. I'll tell you what. What do you want to know about a recliner? Why don't you come over? I'll show you a recliner. I'll slap you outside your head.
I got two of my own.
I got my two of my own, smart ass. What do you think? You're better than me?
I give you my socks and you insult me. You try to downplay the amount of recliners
I
have.
I have three, but I got all these socks. You know, I invest a lot of money. Some people play the market, I play the socks game. I used to have three. I sold one, bought a bunch of socks. My feet sweat. What can I say? I'm a classy guy.
Have you sat on one of his recliners? He has three of them.
I have my own two recliners.
You have two recliners?
Yeah.
All right, cool. He's picking out a recliner today, thanks to Bernie and Phil.
God bless them.
Yeah.
Quality, comfort, and price. That's nice.
All right, you ready to go?
I'm ready. Good morning, Saul.
He's getting a new
Good morning, Saul.
And then a million guys raise their hand.
He's not the guy who sits in the middle of the street with his shirt off, is he? That's not him, is he?
Saul works the blue light in the parking garage. Blink twice if you like Anthony's socks.
Good morning, Saul.
He's getting a new recliner today.
Yeah. From Bernie and Phil's.
You have a...
What?
You didn't have a solo cup?
Solo cup? What's a solo cup?
A solo cup is like a plastic cup.
I wouldn't use a plastic cup with a Manhattan. No way.
You have a glass cup. What if you drop that?
We'll buy another one.
You unclassy bastard.
Money's no object. I got a recliner.
You don't put a classy drink like a Manhattan in a solo cup. What are you talking about?
I use grandma's tongue bourbon.
So he's walking around with a glass in his hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Solo cup. So everyone in Bernie and Phil's can see I'm drinking.
Okay. All right. We're almost to the limo.
Wow. Look at the size of that limo.
It's a big limo, right?
Yeah. It's huge. It's taking up the whole street. Wow. This is famous.
There
Good
you
morning,
go.
Sir. How are you?
You know, he got up in front and next to the driver.
You mind if I take her for a spin?
My name's Mark.
Okay, go ahead, Dad. I'll take the drink.
You have to hold the drink. Wow.
I like how my dick.
Look at this place.
Dad, I like how you put plastic wrap over your glass of Manhattan.
Wow, this is bigger than my first house. Wow, this is fantastic.
Turn off these fat beats.
I could fit four recliners in this thing.
That's how he measures. That's how he measures everything.
All right, what's the square foot? How many acres in the backyard? Eight recliners.
My name's Mark.
I could fit how many recliners he could fit in anything.
What do you call this? What do you call this? A dining room? I could only fit two recliners in here. I'll tell you, my daughter wants to buy an apartment in Manhattan, and I told her this is only a recliner and a half worth of room.
How many square feet? 12 recliners.
You're going to build a fence that's going to be like five recliners. 5.5 if you lower it.
So when it comes to getting a recliner and stuff, what are you looking for in a recliner?
The same thing I'd look for in a wife. I mean, you know, it gives you comfort. It listens to all your problems. You can make ungodly sounds and it doesn't complain. I mean,
you can put a hole in it. Same thing as you look for in a woman. You get comfort. You can fart on it. Nicholas, the recliner's like a wife. You take a big old dump on it.
All right. Well, we're just getting started. He's still in the infant stages. Oh, he's just got in the limo.
All right. Well, that's right. So he's just now getting in.
Three recliners. Aaron, Dick.
My name is Mark Chabelle.
Fantastic. At 3 o'clock, I have my first Manhattan.
Go Red
Sox. And you have your Manhattan.
You bet. I actually have two more in there in case we get tied up time-wise.
All right, so you have a full cup with ice.
Yeah.
There's plastic wrap around it so you wouldn't spill it.
Correct. And then I made the equivalent of, I'll say one more, but let's be honest, it's Christmas and still more. So, and it's Hanukkah today, too. It's a day of celebration.
It's Abba Day. It's time to drink.
And Jews across New England raise a glass and watch Chimelli's honor.
That's right. That's right.
It's Hanukkah. Tomorrow's Kwanzaa. That means I start drinking at 6 a.m.
Mazel tov. Also on a recliner, I'm also looking towards the future.
Okay. Can you explain?
Well, the future for me is maybe I need one of those lift recliners to help me get out of it.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're looking down the line.
I'll go a long time before the recliner.
Okay, great.
And not before the Manhattans. I'm not going anywhere without one.
So this recliner is like, it's like his nest egg.
It's timeless, right? This is the thing that, this is his legacy. Someday I will leave you this recliner, young man.
I mean, he's really, like, this recliner is what's going to take him to the grave.
Sure. It could be. I mean, after all, you know, and maybe one Hanukkah will be passed down.
Mazel tov.
He'll end up giving it to Nick at that point.
And I have a video, Will. And to my only son, Nicholas, I bequeath you to recline and it helps you get up.
I didn't. Okay, so I didn't even know what he's talking about. I guess there's recliners that can, like, hoist you up so you can stand
really?
Up.
Really? I was unaware.
Now, do they, like, straighten out and stand you up? Is that what they do?
I don't know, but he seemed to be. I mean, this is a man who scoured industry magazines.
Right.
Like,
I get subscription to Recliner Quarterly. Orange is the new black color of recliner. Recliners through the decades. Yeah, the Dick Van Dyke Show had a lovely recliner.
He literally looked and saw how long a recliner lasts and wanted to see if his expected life was going to be as long as it. And if not, he realized that he would need something to help him out of his seat.
I need something that a nice hospice worker can come over and deal with. Is there anything that comes with an IV attachment?
I don't know.
All right, so when we come back, where are we going to be?
Mark Jamelli arrives at heaven.
Dutcher and Rich.
Of the Sports Hub, we're Dutcher and Rich. Nick Jamelli's dad, Mark, is an expert on all things recliner. He has amassed quite a collection of them. He sleeps on them. He drinks on them. He says he makes ungodly sounds on them. And he'd always dreamed, he's a one-bedroom apartment in the North End. He's always dreamed about having a fourth recliner.
I mean, you're king of the hill if you've got four recliners in the North End.
I have my own two recliners.
You have two recliners?
Yeah.
Yeah, but your dad had to buy socks for me. Maybe if he wasn't so into being better than everyone with his recliners. He could afford socks.
So we called him Anthony Sockefeller.
Yeah, I'm a Sockefeller. All right, so it's been a wild trip in the limousine out to Saugus to Bernie and Phil's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to enter, Rich?
Yeah, we join them in the limo pulling into Saugus.
Okay, who hasn't been excited pulling into Saugus? And here we go.
Calhouns!
Wow!
Calhouns?
Calhouns, yeah. Fantastic. Best Chinese food north of Boston.
Do you know Andy Wong?
I've met Andy over the years. Yes, I have.
Oh, my goodness. The original OG Kowloon crew.
He is, did you say Kowloon or?
Calhouns.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. McDonald's, look at that matches.
You're not far off.
A Walgreens. Yikes.
So you guys go way back?
We go way, way back. Yep.
So we're almost to Bernie and Phil's.
Kelly's. Kelly's Roast Beef. Another one of my favorites. Jeez.
So, yeah, we're almost there.
My heart is pounding. There it is. Bernie and Phil's. Comfort, quality, and price. That's nice.
Oh, I forgot to ask. The container that's holding your...
So he's going down the street of dreams. You know.
Kelly's. Kelly's Roast Beef.
So he's got that.
Calhoun's. Oh, look at those arches. I've always heard about it.
The Golden Banana. Oh, DB's Golden Banana. I remember when DB took over.
The Golden Banana, Nicholas. I used to have my own recliner right next to the stage.
The Cabaret. Legs and eggs every Thursday.
Look at Hooters. Look at it. It's a double entendre. They don't only mean owls. They also mean bulbs, Nicholas. Kelly's. Kelly's Roast Beef.
Does he ever leave?
I don't.
It's like somebody just got out of prison.
Yeah, it's like, or like he was blind and they just were able to get him to see again.
Wow, traffic!
Oh, I forgot to ask, the container that's holding your man-an, what does it say?
World's best dad.
All right, you ready, Dad?
I'm ready. Good morning! Good, how are you?
Good.
I'm walking.
Carol, so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I work with Bernie and Phil's.
I love Bernie and Phil's.
Oh, good.
I have for years.
Hi, Mark. I'm with Southern Motion, Shell Spiker.
Terrific.
And I'm Eric with Bernie and Phil's.
Bernie and Phil's. They're a great couple. They always have been.
Yeah. Well, thank you, sir.
I can't thank you. They're lovely. Their love story is an inspiration to us all.
Okay.
Like me and my recliner. Yeah, Barney, what kind of recliner do you sleep in? It must be anything you want. Barney, your recliner, oh, my, your home. I bet your home is 17 recliners big. With a floating recliner for the pool.
So it's at Calhoun's, that's the Irish / Chinese restaurant on Route 1.
I'm in heaven, leave me alone. Now let's stop the small talk and get to the recliners. Oh, you're a lovely couple. I can't thank you enough. I really am. As a man who's a connoisseur of recliners.
Absolutely.
I'm looking for the new phase. How's business been?
Very well.
Good.
Very
busy. Good. I love your ads on TV with the old movies.
Oh, yeah.
It's
fabulous. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Now it's time. Now we get down to business. Time to get down to brass tacks. So he walks in, and the people at Bernie and Phil's have set up a line of recliners for him to set up. I mean, this is like mind-blowing stuff.
Okay.
He gets in there, and like, this is the moment of truth. They have already done most of the work for them and said, here you go. Nick, just holding up your hands, like, how many recliners did he have to choose from? And I think they said he could have, like, taken other ones if he wanted to, but there were, like, about maybe 7 or 8 that they specially pulled aside for him, like the best of the best.
All right. So, I mean, and he's in a store full of recliners.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is like this is the top shelf.
This is Scrooge McDuck falling into a sea of gold coins.
Right, right, right. This is his happy place.
You know, just for safety's sake, was he wearing any kind of protective gear in case he passed out?
You joke.
I'll bring in a defibrillator.
This is beautiful. Look at this place.
By the way, this is when he was in Rome. He took a side trip to Rome. Oh, look at it. I've seen the Sistine Chapel, but that's nothing.
I went to the Bernie and Phils and Saugus. You ever been there before? Blow your mind. Here we go.
You don't need no passport to go to Bernie and Phils.
This is beautiful. Look at this place.
Whoa, this is going crazy.
This is beautiful. Look at this place.
Just in case my heart stops, does anybody have any paddles? Oh,
yeah. you said it. You called it. Yeah. Just in case. Bring them back to life.
Wow. Look at these, huh? These are beautiful.
So we have an assortment here for you. We have a couple different features in them. They're all power reclined, so it makes it real easy. You don't even have to do any work. You just push a button, and it goes right to the spot for you.
That's what I told them the future is.
That's right. Why don't we start you over here in this leather...
You ever see the Jetsons? That's the future. You know, when they landed on the moon, they couldn't figure out how to get a recliner. You know, there's... artificial intelligence in these recliners. You press a button, it goes where you need to go.
That's how they work now.
Yep.
Why don't we start you over here in this leather chair? I mean, you just try them all. They're all kind of like shoes. You got to find the ones that fit you the best.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, real quick, I just had to say, well, that's good that I got Anthony's socks.
Just in case. He lent up his socks. That's right.
Try them all. They're all kind of like shoes. You got to find the ones that fit you the best.
All right.
All right.
All right. Do I keep my pants on or do I take them off?
Never
make sure. Keep your pants on.
Okay.
How do you know?
What just happened?
I got to put my tidy whities on to get to know him intimately.
He wants to try out his recliner like he's in it like 90% of the time, and that's just... Pants off, baby.
Can I lay in a leather one with no pants on to it?
So you can make that sound?
I love... Oh, that's a new recliner smell. Oh. That's the stuff. I don't know if you put anything on these, but that new recliner smell.
Oh, how great would that have been if just like his instinct took over and it was just like...
yeah, recliner.
Yeah, he goes, you know,
do I keep my pants on or do I take them off?
No,
I get home.
Keep your pants on. Yeah, that I look at that black recliner. It's got a button that you can push to make sure that your tush is comfortable. Loving that recliner, yeah, baby. Recliner. Just give me a moment.
All right, let's stop. Let's break here because there's only a minute. Okay. And then when we come back, more of Mark Jamelli at Bernie and Phils.
Mm-hmm.
Learning all about the new technology that's involved in recliners that he sees in Recliner Quarterly, the magazine that he subscribes to. We will have all that for you.
Do I keep my pants on or do I take them off?
Keep your pants on.
And Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mark Jamelli's got a new recliner. A chair whose cushions he'll sleep up above.
I sleep on a recliner.
You gotta remember.
Put a lot of love in it when you make the meatball.
Burn. Get out of here, Pat. Parking garage. Blue light.
98.5, the Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich.
Mark Cimelli, Nick Cimelli's dad, is a man of great humor. He loves a lot of things, but there's nothing he loves more than recliners. He has three in his one-bedroom apartment in the North End. He's expressed an interest in getting a fourth, so the good people at Southern Motion and Bernie and Phil's allowed him an opportunity to go there and pick out a recliner. He has been in a limousine. We've learned that his friend Anthony let him borrow some socks from him because he's the one with the nice socks. Anthony, not too shabby himself, has two recliners.
I have my own two recliners.
You have two recliners.
Yeah.
So get out of here. And then we learned that Mr. Cimelli uses recliners as a system of measurement.
Yeah, he does.
I could fit four recliners in this thing.
But he's talking about the limousine. So here he is at Bernie and Phil's and learning about recliners.
How do you normally sit in this?
Have a seat. Yep. You can tell quality the moment you touch it. You feel the arms. It really
kind of like tasting your meatballs, you can taste the quality.
Oh, well. I do. I do half turkey and meatballs. And for the feast, I do about 1,000 of them.
If I do say so myself.
You know, yeah, you mentioned meatballs. Here's a bunch of crap you don't care about.
Like, he brought it up. He's like, hey, you know what? You're dying talking my language.
Yeah, all right. You know, listen, now I know you're the big shot here, but I got my own story.
You know, St. Anthony's. I think when he gets, like, low voice, St. Anthony's.
Yeah, it's when he gets serious, you know.
You know, I do 1,000.
I'm just wondering, can I be laid out and buried in this chair? Is there any way to keep the power on? You know?
Look who just arrived.
Bird, my other son!
Hey! Who I never met! Oh, Bird, I love you. We never met.
He loves you, Bird.
Oh, yeah, man. You're so much better than Nick.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Bird. Ah, you live at home like a good boy.
Did he even say, we all want Bird's life.
Yeah. Everything taken care of you. You don't care about much because you're too dumb.
That's not very nice.
What?
Mark Cimelli?
Yeah, listen, I've had a few Manhattans.
Yes, you have.
Hey, how are you?
Good, you?
Good.
Good. Good. Good.
Tell me he isn't handsome, huh? Do we look alike or what?
Yes.
He's handsome. I got my chair. Let me show you.
He's showing Bird the chair right now.
It's got everything.
Everything?
Heat. I don't have to turn the heat on anymore in the apartment.
Awesome.
It will warm me up. And the lumbar and the massage, great for mixing Manhattans.
Good,
absolutely fantastic.
Let's sit there and shake.
Yes.
You're sweating all over this chair right now.
I know.
Don't worry,
your head is so red. Why?
Can we get
I was running all over the place looking for you guys.
I just look in the background, Mark's like running around.
No, Bird's the one running around.
No, said, I thought Bird's sitting in the chair and Mark's in the background just like,
I said, why are you sweating? Because I was running around looking for you guys. I know it's a big store.
Right? Phil's is big.
Yeah.
Mark is just running around.
Look at that chair. Oh, boy.
Right. It's like someone showing up for Vegas the first time. Just,
look at that. It's got all the bells and whistles.
I got here like 5 minutes ago.
Place.
No, I saw the limo in the back, so I went in that way. Then it said handicap accessible. I'm like, oops, I couldn't walk in that way.
So you finally get to meet Bird.
You can't walk in the door that says handicap accessible?
Okay. See, I would think it would be more accessible for everyone.
I think that means everyone can get in. It's just you press a button and the door opens.
So you finally get to meet Bird. How exciting is this for you?
Handsome. I didn't realize. Nobody told me how good looking you were, you know? Wow.
Not like the piece of garbage that came out of my wife.
There's the Nick.
Ever seen the movie Twins?
There's the Nick response.
Nick's the DeVito.
Did you see how, like, just Nick is just like, okay, Dad.
Oh, Bird! Let's kill Nick. You move in with me. I was wondering, could I get buried in this recliner? And maybe we take some lime and put it on Nick. Bird, my other son.
Hey.
All right, Rich.
So this is after they've returned home. They've taken the limo back to the North End. But the party's not going to stop, all right?
Oh, boy.
Mark Cimelli is high on life, all right? So he says, Nick, we're going out to an Italian lunch. And I'm going to talk to some of my friends about. They're never going to believe what just happened. So here is Nick's dad, Mark, at a North End Italian restaurant with a lot of Mark's friends sitting around.
Okay, here we go.
My dad is bragging about that he got a free recliner today.
You got a free recliner?
I got a free recliner today.
Where did you get it?
At Bernie and Phil's in Saugus.
No way.
I did.
Huh?
It's like cold fusion.
What you telling me? You think you're better than me with your recliner?
Yeah.
That's not Anthony Two Recliners. That's not him.
That's his nickname.
Yeah, that's right. Tell him we'll get the recliners. Get the recliners.
I think we got to pull a job on Jamelli's house. He's got a new recliner.
He's trying.
I better board up the windows.
I wouldn't be too vocal about that new recliner of yours. Hate for something to happen to it, like pasta testosterone.
Well, the meatballs fall out of here.
And the boys from the radio station set the whole thing up. They sent a limousine to my house.
Right.
They had me brought to Bernie and Phil's. And I picked out the newest version of a recliner that's got massage, lift the head, lift the legs.
Now, all which Bernie and Phil's? Saugus?
On Saugus.
Number one.
A young man named Eric. Okay. Yeah, right. And he was fabulous there.
That's great.
Yeah.
So now you can watch TV. Watch
all my sports.
Right.
And my new recliner.
And it does what? It does everything.
My God, it does more than my wife ever did.
While Nick is sitting there.
This is the scene where he's moving up the ranks.
Jesus.
Oh, I'll tell you, 2018 was a great year. It was all games, meatballs, and recliners. I was living large in the North End. There was no recliner too nice for the Jamelli apartment. My good-for-nothing son Nick put something together. I rode in a limousine. It was a heady time.
3 years later, he's driving a car all sweaty with a helicopter.
I got addicted to recliners. Pretty soon I was borrowing off loan sharks. It was never enough.
He goes to Bernie and Phil's, they walk him through the back into the warehouse. I know I'd go from rags to
riches. Then I got hooked on the stuff. I had a storage space just for my recliners. I could watch my sports on them.
Gotta get one of those.
You guys listen.
John. Nick works for 98.5, the sports hub. Toucher and Rich. So he's on every morning from 6 to 10 with those guys. But they have me call in every day.
Right.
And now they're doing Mark Jamelli Christmas carols.
Okay.
So they've taken my voice and some of the terrible things I say about meatballs, because I make the meatballs for the feast out of my apartment.
Yeah, don't hurt our meatballs.
They're not as good as your meatballs, I'm telling you.
You are the loudest person.
Wait, so was there an argument about who made the better meatballs?
No, I think it was Mark. I think it was just like, don't mess with the meatballs. Like, that's when stuff got serious.
Yeah.
He's like,
No, it's all good.
No, don't mess with the meatballs there.
No, that's okay.
And meanwhile, Nick is just so audibly depressed.
Well, Nick's just like, at this point, he's just over it.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Yeah, Dad.
But he went to Bernie and Phil's, now he's getting treated to a beautiful lunch.
Mm-hmm, he is.
Oh, you are the loudest person in this restaurant right now.
I want you to understand, I'm the third generation coming to this restaurant. Bernie and Phil's, the best.
All right, now I'm gonna go by there myself to look at the cheese.
You gotta go in.
I ain't getting it for free. If I mention your name, will they?
I don't know. You never know. Miracles happen at Christmas, John.
You're so loud.
So they send a limo bigger than my first house.
Oh, Mark Jamelli.
Somebody said, one day I went food shopping with my father and all my dad's friends took the groceries up for me. They did it out of respect because my dad has four recliners. Oh, man.
Handsome. I did it. I got a free recliner today.
Did you get it?
At Bernie and Phil's in Saugus.
No way.
I did.
Maybe I go up to Bernie and Phil's in Saugus. Maybe they gave me a deal.
Not so fast.
They had me call in every day.
Right.
And now they're doing Mark Cimelli Christmas carols.
Oh, man. Well, God bless you. God bless the good people over at Bernie and Phil's. Matter of fact, you know what? There's some credits that need to roll, Fred. Do you have that final clip right here? All right, Mark Cimelli, there's a lot of people to thank. Take it away.
This is his recliner Oscars.
Dad, you picked out your recliner. Any closing thoughts?
Well, I'm rejuvenated, and I'm very humbled by it. I want to thank everybody here at Bernie and Phil's in Saugus. They've been fantastic. A special reach out to Eric at Bernie and Phil's here in Saugus. I want to thank Southern Motion. Their chairs, their recliners are fabulous. And I want to thank Expo Limo out of Danvers. I'll try to be using you in the future.
So you're very happy with everything.
My feet aren't touching the ground, Nicholas. That's how excited I am. My feet aren't touching the ground. I've never felt a recliner so beautiful as the one I was in.
Oh, that's all you want to hear.
There it is.
Really, that's all you want to hear.
You have delivered Christmas magic to the North End.
Nicholas, I always believed in a higher power, but now I'm sure.
Merry Christmas, Mark Cimelli.
There you go.
I have my own two recliners.
You have two?
I went from borrowing socks from Anthony two recliners. If you would only say. Shaking hands at Bernie and Phil's.
Quality, comfort, and price. That's nice.
All right. Well.
Kelly's roast beef. Kelly's roast beef. Do I keep my pants on, or do I think about
God bless you, Mark. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
There you go, Mark Cimelli.
Mm-hmm.
Have a wonderful rest of the year. We will be back.
Meatball. Re recline.
You are a dick.
My name is Mark Cimelli.
Fantastic.
At 3 o'clock, I have my first Manhattan.
Go Red Sox.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.